This is the IT and the D Show, episode 334, post-Astronomicon hungover edition. We have the one and only, the illustrious one.
You want to get high?
Ming, no. Ming Chen is in studio. We're going to be telling tales of meeting Anthony Michael Hall, Charles Fleischer from Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
And seeing how little Alexis Bliss is from WWE fame.
She's a wee little girl.
Yeah, yeah. But Dave, you know what? You may fire when ready.
You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Following program is intended for mature audiences.
I'm Wyatt, that's Gary, you're Bob, and you're Dave. This is the IT and the D Show.
This is Max Headroom. And what you're about to witness is one of the most sinister-sounding intros to a trailer to one of the greatest epics ever.
This is Billy D. Williams. Bob and Dave and I are enjoying a Colt 45 right now. And remember, IT in the D, it works every time.
Where do you guys think you are?
The Library of Congress?
Detroit?
Beyond the Sun?
Any of those right?
Take him to Detroit.
No! No, not Detroit! No! No, please! Anything but that! No!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Then don't come! Shut up!
Hey guys, it's Timog, Bruce Leroy from The Last Dragon. You're listening to the IT and D Show.
Hi, this is Christy Swanson, and you're listening to the IT and the D Show. And Bob and Dave touch my hoo-hoos.
This is Guilfoyle from Silicon Valley, and the only two guys I hate more than Dinesh are Bob and Dave. Suck it, guys.
What's up, everybody? This is Billy Zabka, Sweep the Leg, listening to IT and the D Show. No mercy.
I may have to wipe the beat off.
Hi, this is David Kay, the voice of Professor Xavier. Storm. Storm. Come here, Storm. Sit up my lap, Storm.
You're listening to IT and the D.
Are we at a break yet?
Hey, everybody, this is Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. You're listening to IT and the D. And if you want to get your money's worth, stay right here. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
This is the ladies' man.
Hi, I'm Ernie Hudson, and you're listening to IT and the D. All you nerds out there.
Nerds! Nerds!
Nerds.
Nerds.
Nerds!
What is a nerd?
Hi, this is Ogre. You listen to a bunch of nerds on the IT and the D? Nerds.
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
Hey, Detroit, this is Anthony Michael Hall. You're listening to my buddies Bob and Dave on IT in the D.
Hi, it's Count Chocula, and you're listening to IT in the D. What the hell that
is? Hey, what up? This is Jay Muse, and you're listening to the IT and D Show. Snooch to the Nooch. Listen, Muse, Snoogans.
This is Scott Steiner, Big Pump Pump. The IT and the D Show is your hookup. Holler if you hear me.
This is Robert Hayes, the Ted Stryker to my mother. When I'm not hanging out at the Magumbo Bar, I'm listening to the IT and the D Show. It's worse than Detroit.
Is there such thing as a meat hangover?
I love my Monday meat steak.
Hi, this is Jeremy London from Mallrats, and I'm just wondering, how did I go from Hot Floridian Sex with Brandy spinning to the IT and D Show?
Hey, folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to the IT and the D Show. Tough guy. Ho!
Dig, you IT geeks. This is Dre DiMatteo from Sons of Anarchy. You are listening to IT and the D.
Skeptical, Dave is skeptical.
Hello, everybody. This is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Man. I'm a techie. I'm a nerd, fellow podcaster. My favorite podcast is IT and the D.
Hi, this is Kelly LeBrock from Weird Science.
So,
Bob and Dave, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
The question isn't what are we going to do, the question is what aren't we going to do.
Ludicrous speed! Sir, had you better buckle up? Ah, buckle this! Ludicrous speed! Go!
Welcome back. Thank you for clicking play. This, damn it, Eddie. The one and only IT and the D Show. This is episode 334. We're broadcasting live here in Studio One in Podcast Detroit in beautiful Royal Oak, Michigan. This is Bob, the sales guy, hanging out with Dave, the geek. Randy, I do the Twitters, is
Doing the Twitters.
Find us online, itinthed.com, and do us a favor. Give us a like on the socials and subscribe to us everywhere. Fine podcasts are sold.
What do we got? We got our event next Thursday night at Woodbridge Pub. Great place, great times. Come hang out.
Is that considered Midtown?
It's in Woodbridge.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I forgot. The white guy is the arbiter of what is and is not Detroit. So I'm sorry, Randy. Which neighborhood is appropriate for us to discuss when it comes to Woodbridge Pub?
I mean, it's right in the name. It's Woodbridge Pub. It's in Woodbridge.
It's downtown.
That is one of the
get your asses there.
That is one of the oldest older bars in Detroit. Like those are that bar was around when I went to Wayne State, and it still exists today. What?
No, I'm trying to get a picture of Eddie holding that.
You're pointing during a podcast, for the love of Christ. You know, it's great when Dave drinks before a podcast. That always makes for a fun show.
Well, because I've been running three other shows.
That's great. You're amazing.
I'm sorry. I said it on the air. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's isolate that. So, hey, we are back from a weekend du jour of Astronomicon. And once again,
we're back from the weekend of the day.
Weekend du jour, yes. once again, honestly, Mike and Dustin and all the folks that put that show on, hats off to you guys. Absolutely. Once again, do I say outdid? I mean, the hotel didn't outdo themselves. We'll talk about that in a minute.
it's a whole other story. But the show itself, man.
The show itself, yeah. This is, you don't get too many shows like this. You really don't,
dude. It's like I talked about. Like I talked about it in the last show. Like I feel like they've grown up a bit. Like the first, like the year. So this is year three. Year one was just overpowered by the smell of weed and Juggalo butthole. Year two was getting better. Like, I feel like this year, like, the show itself got their shit together completely, and it was amazing.
The artists brought their A-game. The stuff for sale brought their – the people brought their A-game.
Yep.
The – just the celeb row was five-star across the board, depending on what you were into.
Yeah.
I mean, most of
Well, and there was something there for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
If you were into pop culture, dude, like, how do you beat – hey, it's the Clerks reunion with Randall and Dante.
That's never happened. For the first time
ever.
That's
never happened before.
It's never happened in the 25-year history of Clerks.
I thought Jeff, a.k.a. Randall, was going to not be overwhelmed, but just like, you know, because he didn't know what the hell did. Like, he walked into that thing knowing not what to expect.
You could see it on his face. Friday, okay, skeptical, going to see what happens. Saturday, basking in the adulation, life was good. Sunday, yeah, I'm done with this.
I had him sign. In the beginning, I had him sign an individual thing.
Yeah,
and I'm like, man, I want something nice for my basement. While it was cool to have the individual thing, I wanted the Clerks movie post, like the actual. So I had them both sign it. He was spent on Sunday, like he was done.
Yeah, I don't blame him. It's draining.
Yeah.
Especially your first one, you don't know what to expect, but
you don't.
I really hope that he would come back, that he really had a good time, and I think he did. Because some of these people, they go one time, they're like, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore.
Right.
And they don't do it anymore. Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones.
Sure.
He did one. And I remember my friend was going to get in line for an autograph, and she's like, oh, that line's too long. I'll get him next time. And then there was no next time, because he was like, I don't really like this. I don't need to do it. I don't want to do it now. He doesn't need to do it.
Well, for somebody like, how do you keep that smile? Like, I guess, like, you're the king. Here's the thing, though. I'm asking you because you're the king at it.
Right.
That's kind of why you got dubbed Mr. Astronomicon.
Dude, you are perky for all – like, how much – dude, I'm just going to – like, who's your Coke supplier? Like,
Detroit's finest, man.
Like, yeah, you are perky all 3 days. Like, whether it's Friday when the doors open or, like, Sunday at 4 o'clock, you are – on.
Yeah,
and
you
are you.
You know why? Because I want to be there. You know, like I really want to be there. I love it. I don't want it to end. To me, like that 3 day week, it goes by so quick. I'm like, whoa, that's it.
And it's got
to
be euphoric.
Yeah, it's great.
You know what I mean? I get one person that says they listen to our podcast and I'm giddy for 4 days.
Yeah, exactly. You know what it's like. Yeah.
No, I don't because I get one person that might listen to just casually listen, doesn't even know who I am. You know what I mean? Like you, like everyone knows exactly who you are, like, and is excited. You know what I mean? Like it's got to be euphoric.
Yeah. I mean, I explain it like this. There are people who get the opposite where I get, hey, I love your show. There are people like, you suck. I hate you. You're an asshole. There are a lot, plenty of those people out there.
Is there really?
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, our president for one.
Oh,
You know, there are plenty. Kim Kardashian. You know, there are plenty of people.
Oh, they get the heat. Yeah, yeah.
A huge list. So to get love, like, you know, why not? It's not a bad thing.
Dude, my favorite part, I think, was seeing you remember the name we talked about it last time you were on, the dude from Little Big League. That brought the Cubs jersey out.
Oh, yeah, Thomas Ian Nicholas, yeah.
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 Or, Little Big League or...
Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year, thank you.
Yeah.
But he brought out, it was like the Finkbinder or whatever his last name was.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh my God, it's so good.
The Finkbinder jersey, yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, the highlight, and we're going to play the interview next week, but Dave and I got to spend 15 minutes interviewing Anthony Michael Hall.
That's awesome.
And for us, it's funny because I was telling people at work, and I got the Who, and there's, you know, a bunch of 28-year-olds, and I'm like, don't shut up. I'm like, you guys got to understand where he is on my Mount Rushmore. Like, he's part of my Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like,
damn, Mom, I got my headgear on.
Yeah.
So, no, and honestly, the best part of that conversation was, hey, can I have your card? I don't want to start a podcast. You guys are pretty cool. Like, dude.
Business card, not your credit card.
No, dude, remember. No, and remembered me from 2 years ago because he's like, hey, you're the guy I said looked like John Hughes.
No, I told him that you told him that. Then he brought it up when you, yeah.
Okay, I missed that.
Just saying,
part.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm like, yeah, I was just trying to say, like, hey, we got a drop from you. We still played on our show. And oh, by the way, you know, you said my buddy looks like John Hughes. He goes, oh my God, now I remember him. Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I'm like, don't give him a bigger ego than he already has for crying out saying he looks like John Hughes.
I did the
Leah Thompson with him. When I introduced him, I'm like, hey, this is talking to Johnny B. Good in the flesh.
Oh,
you know?
Man. I thought I was the only one that liked that movie.
And he laughed.
Star, former SNL cast member.
He was the youngest
and
one
he
ever.
He laughed so hard. Like he got it and enjoyed it and loved it.
Totally. No, genuine. Like, it's one of those things we talk about all the time. Don't meet your heroes. But, like, with him, I'm just so happy that he was cool.
You met your hero.
But he was cool to boot. Like, cool. He wasn't. Here's the thing. Going to one of those things, like, I was worried about Robert Carradine, sure. Skolnick from Revenge of the Nerds.
Yep.
Because.
Again, one of my favorite movies of all time.
And there was history that he wasn't the greatest guy.
Oh, at Motor City.
And then, like, this time around. Could not have been any cooler.
Yeah, he was just laid back, and I said, hey, we got to drop, you know, our intro has got a whole Revenge of the Nerds thing, and, you know, we're IT guys, and we got, you know, we had a drop from Ogre and
we
Betty.
Got Ogre. We
and
got
he goes,
Betty.
And he looks, and he goes, you got Ogre and Betty, fine, you know, and he was kind of laughing, but he was cool with it.
Right.
But, you know.
And he gave us 30 seconds. We're going to cut down to 4.
Yeah, which is, you know. But then, like, Bill Moseley from the Rob Zombie films.
Great guy.
He was, he was bitching about not getting any White Castles.
Oh, well, that's a valid. I didn't so get we, it either. So.
On Instagram, somebody texted me.
So we brought him White Castle.
Oh, nice. Okay.
You missed that. You did.
That's my fault.
We bought a Crave case and we're handing them out.
I saw that. They went quick.
Yeah. Skolnick did not want any.
The Source Point Press folks wanted all of them.
They mooched all the White Castle.
Shock.
What the hell?
They ate like half of them.
It was Casey, wasn't it? Casey took all of them.
I mean, Casey had a few.
Usually we lead with, like, worst hangovers and, like, worst looking people in the first thing in the morning. Source Point beat us this year, like, by a long shot.
Wow, even after Friday night?
Dude, they were rough. They were rough. They were not happy people. They were.
I don't go to the con. I hold down the fort here at the studios, but, you know, I joined the Friday night after shenanigans.
Where's Randy? I'm like, he's running shows for me because I'm here.
Yes. But Friday night was a blast.
So did you come away, Ming, with any highlights? Did, like, someone have this, like, weird – you didn't sell a picture with you in the orange thong, I noticed.
I didn't sell a picture. I sold three of them.
Oh, three of them? Oh, because at the time I asked you, you didn't sell it. You were like, nope, not yet.
Yeah, August is here for Whiskey in the Jar. He just perked up all of a sudden. He's like,
hi, guys. You were selling pictures of you in the thong?
So,
there was
an episode of Comic Book Man where a guy brought an item called Mr. T's Water War.
Yeah.
It is it's Mr. T's head, and you hook it up to a hose, and it sprays water back and forth. And
it would leave a welt in the back of your leg. Yeah.
Yeah. So, the game is you have two people or two teams, you grab sponges, and whoever knocks it over first wins. So some guy brought it in on the show. We're like, what do you want for this? This is cool. I've never seen it before. We're like, what do you want? He's like, I don't know, $25. We're like, all right, sold. And after that, we're like, let's go on the back by the dumpster and play with it. They hooked you up to a horse.
Are you how many times I've said that line at Whiskey in the Jar?
I have
many times. Go back by the dumpster and play with it.
Never when I was there.
How many times did it work?
Never when I was there.
Where are the bells?
There you go.
Oh, so you sold three of them.
So yeah. So
two of them to Randy.
So I played the game. I wore orange. It was an orange Speedo.
Yep.
And there's a photo that the set photographer took where I'm. There's all this mist around. I ring back with a sponge. I'm in my orange Speedo. Like all my muscles are rippling. I have this rippling. Big smile on my face.
Thanks, birthday.
That part is true. You had a big smile on your face. No, that part is 100% true.
Skeptical Dave is skeptical. Rippling.
But the big smile on his face is 100% true.
No, the best part is that you said from the show. Like, there's other times where he's been in an orange thong around.
That's what I was wondering, because I remember that picture. I remember that episode.
Yes.
I mean, that awesome Mr. T.
Last year, after party, Whiskey in the Jar, it might have happened.
And so, now for a shot of Yuzhnuvka.
Oh, yes. Yuzhnuvka.
Nastrovia.
Oh, you left that ad. Oh, well.
So I found a high-res copy of that photo, and someone was like, you should sell that at your table.
That's great.
And I'm not going to subject people to that, but I was like, why not? So I printed out 10 copies for one con once, and they all sold.
By the way,
you're selling a hot second, dude.
Yeah.
By the way, you have there's a new actually, we'll get back to the stuff that was on your table, but you have a new website that just got launched on Friday.
I heard. What's it called?
Mingsbitch.com.
Mingsbitch.com.
Yeah.
Pull it up, Dave.
Dave should pull it up right now.
Dave should pull it up right now.
Mingsbitch.com.
Yeah, because apparently
inspired by the
you know, even though you're you know maybe like half a foot shorter, he was a little dog on Friday following you around like a puppy.
Yes.
So Brad,
yes.
Registered Mingsbitch.com. And
I knew about this. Like I knew about this.
Fuck all of you.
It's Dave's bio
right now. Fuck all of you.
The secret was kept so well because, like, everybody knew about it. I knew about this.
Yeah, so Friday after you.
And I'm sorry, at the end of the day, no. Ming's my bitch. Like, he's launching a company off all our shit. Fuck all of this shit.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong, ladies and gentlemen.
So, very late Friday night, after we closed Whiskey in the Jar, we decided to stand in line for tacos. Right. And after half an hour of no food, we gave up and went to.
Not even half an hour of no food. Half an hour of ordering food and no cooking.
Dos Locos was that busy?
They were that high. Oh. They weren't that busy. They were that high.
Well, every stool was full. Standing room only inside, and there wasn't even standing room inside. So the inside
we've
was
learned
full.
To start calling.
At and Randy doesn't like it when there's full stool. I'm just saying.
And then 12 people waiting outside.
Randy likes the like loose stool.
12 people waiting outside, and I took a picture of the grill, and there was no food on the grill. Like, they don't know how to handle large crowds.
The owners of that place are going through
it. It was really busy when we first got there.
We went to Lafayette, and Dave made a hasty exit so that he could ride home in the Uber with Ming. And afterwards,
I'll go with you, Ming. I'll go with you.
Yeah,
I'll
that's go. Pretty much
wait,
how it
wait, went. Where are you going?
No, dude, I'm going to the bar. Was in the hotel.
You're my buddy.
Yeah, Ming's like, fuck this. I'm out of here. I'm like, all right, well, shit, I'm going with you.
It's like Stanley Spadowski and you. Me and you were pals, yeah, right, Ming?
Standing me and you were pals. Like,
tell me about the rabbits, George.
And then
I can defend my decision on this all day.
They went out the north door. And then we went back through the restaurant, went out the south door,
right.
And then came back in and back went out the north door again.
Because I'm following. He's like, dude.
Yes, because you were following
no,
me.
No, because he's like, no, because I'm like, he's like, dude, the Uber guy says,
Uber's
where?
On the north.
He's, I'm like, no, that's over there.
It's on the south.
No, Ming, it's over there.
It's on the north.
That's where we're going, yeah.
So two of my highlights this weekend, okay. I'm not going to lie, the fact that we have the picture that we took last year at Whiskey in a Jar is on the wall.
Dude.
Of Zapsic and the bartenders,
me
and Dave. I didn't know.
I had you sign it.
I know, but you didn't. I went there three times and it wasn't on the wall yet.
Your autograph is on there.
Yeah. Well, you had to sign it, and I think mine's the only one that actually, like, I wrote really big. So, like, I'm the only Bob. It's just like.
So, the best part of Mingsbitch.com is Brad bought the domain at hover.com with the IT and the D promo code.
Nice.
So, he got 10% off.
Right.
Oh, that is wonderful.
Yeah.
But there's also that same picture is up at Share Universe podcast studio, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so only Mikey and I signed it.
Yeah. Not only that, the fact that you defiled, whatever the word is, all the bathroom walls in Detroit with Zapsic Eats Ass.
That is so good.
Because Mike Zapsik wasn't able to make it this time. And we missed him.
Back up. Well, he could have made it. He didn't get invited.
I wanted to be polite.
He was like me with Catholic school. He was invited not to re-enroll for the following year.
I wanted to be polite. We did miss Mike. There's an element of
We wanted our driver.
When Mike's in the room, there's an element of normalcy.
Right.
And just the voice of reason.
Well, story time with Uncle Mike is fantastic, though.
Right, too. Indeed.
He's the adult.
He's got that booming like dad voice.
But Augie, so when Mike usually when me and Mike go to a lot of cons, and usually like Friday, Saturday night, he's in bed by 10. He goes to his hotel.
It's really good though.
Minxbitch.com. He calls his wife and he passes out. And you know, I'm partying out till 3 a.m. When he comes here, I think he doesn't want to look like a bitch in front of Bob and Dave.
No, because he's gone to bed early, like right. I think he was the one year when we did Smalls and everything. He was having a good time. Like he was telling me, he goes, "I usually go to bed early, but this is way too entertaining for me not to leave."
Yeah, so he didn't want to look like a wuss in front of you two. So 3 nights: Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. He hung out with us till 2:30, and it was great because at the end of the night,
he drove you home, didn't he?
No, he was done. But like there came a point where he was like, "Guys, I love you, but we're done."
Yeah, Thursday night was fine. Friday night was fine. Saturday night, I was like, "Oh man!" He's like, "We're going now." It's like last call. I'm like, "No, let's keep hanging out. We're having a great time." He's like, "No, give me the fucking keys. We are going now." I'm like, "All right, Dad." Like,
I remember Toledo. Like, he got.
Hold on, I'm gonna do this real quick, okay. Just to get it in.
That's what she said.
With the Capital One Saver card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That means 4% on milkshakes with the kids and 4% on music with your pals. You also earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and 1% on all purchases. Now, when you go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
That was a great segue, Dave. You're the best.
I'm trying to keep us on track because we have to do one and then we have to
either. Yeah, it probably wasn't going to help.
I'm just saying.
It's all right, Dave, say the words, collect the check. Easy as that. I know. It's not that hard.
Wow. Eventually.
Don't give him shit for that. Got bills to pay here.
I know.
Got bills to pay. I fulfilled one of my lifelong goals in life, which was one, throwing up in a street.
Wait,
in
by the
hammock.
Way, did you only have
up outside of
one coney?
No, outside of the taco joint.
The taco joint.
Oh. And inside.
And then.
And I was. Like I was like I went to go find him, and he was like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
I yacked on the streets of Hampshire.
He's like, dude, I threw up outside the tent. Just leave me alone.
Yak and rally. Yeah, of course.
Oh, then you're fine. Then that's cool.
We went to Lafayette, and I was like, I'll be back, guys. I went down and threw up in not only the men's bathroom, but the women's bathroom.
Dude, the Lafayette bathroom is the temple of doom.
Right.
Better than we all know.
Right. But I hit both of them.
Like, don't
there's
throw
a rumor
up
that
on the steps.
There's a rumor that when he was down there, he was going, Anupshiba, in between throwing up.
Kalima. Kalima.
So what I'm hearing is I probably shouldn't have eaten your extra coney.
No. Oh, you did? Thank you. I'm glad it didn't go to waste. So the men's someone was in the men's room, and I looked in the women's room, like, well, what the hell? And I yacked in that toilet.
Hey, then I'm puking, let's just go ahead and spread the wealth.
Can't wait for the next episode of Mike and Ming. Yeah. It's going to be so good.
Yeah.
And, so I got to ask you this. So at the con, I was in line to get a weird science poster signed by Anthony Michael Hall.
Okay.
I think I told you about this. There's a guy two in front of me that was getting his stuff signed.
Dude, that guy. Jesus,
he must have had 40 or 50 things to sign. And he was doing the sob story about how, like, I teach kids and we have a charity event.
No.
So, like, and he kept pulling out stuff.
No, and it was legit.
And,
like, it checked out.
Okay.
So, like, it was really a thing, but still.
So this is where it gets funny. Every time he would pull, like, a new poster out, I would go, I turned to the guy behind me and I go, "Can you sign my cleavage?" And he would start laughing.
Dude, his fiance was friggin' dying.
So I have a bad problem if people start laughing at my jokes.
Sure.
I double down.
Right.
And it's all like I just keep going. So now all of a sudden he pulls out another poster and I'm like,
"Sorry."
And I go,
"Rule one: do not encourage Bob."
Right. And I go, "Can you sign my forehead?" And now like I got his fiance laughing, and so like I'm surprised like then I got to the point where like, "Can you sign my socks?" Like and I'm like, I'm trying to pull out different voices every time. And like I'm amazed the guy didn't hear me or he was so tunnel vision.
Oh, yeah. It's totally
But I'm like,
vision.
Oh, my God. Like, I was exhausted. Like, I'm on my crutches and it's difficult for me to stand.
I assure you, he heard you. Oh, because when I was standing by you, like every now and then he would look over whenever you said something, he was like,
I think the last one, yeah, can you sign my cleavage? Like, she's like, you see her like,
like, can you sign my taint?
Oh my God, like, it got with so much. Like, what are you doing all that stuff?
It was that many items, though?
Yes.
I've signed stuff for charity.
I got these
Lucky Ducky socks.
Can you sign my Lucky Ducky socks?
Man, it was 40 stuff.
There's a guy doing tattoos upstairs. Just like, sign my arm so I can get that tattooed on me. Yeah.
Oh, it was like, those are 40 things.
Yeah, that's unreasonable. I'll do like two. I was like, you know, God bless the Wounded Warrior Project or whatever.
But sure, yeah, all day.
Two pieces or a school option, like, absolutely.
The thing that got me was the Alexa Bliss, A, how much she was charging.
$90 for a goddamn photo.
And $150 with a picture, and then it was limited to
$350. No, $150 was the VIP
and then it was
for the photo with the 11 by 17.
And they sold out the $350 VIPs.
Yeah, it's Alexa Bliss, man.
Yeah.
A diva.
Well, here's the funny thing. Hold on. I'm going to trash on the Astronomicon guys, Mike and Dustin and the security dudes. They're awesome.
And they were doing that, dude. That
they were
shit.
Doing. They were. Alexa Bliss is walking around shopping.
Sure.
Like Sunday late.
Yeah, I remember.
And they're walking her around like secret.
And there's like five guys.
Ooh. They got their arms out like they're parting the Red Sea like Moses.
Like they were Black Panther. Ooh.
And there wasn't anyone like jumping over the crowd to get to her.
No, nobody cared.
It could have been like one guy that would have been fine. But yet, you had all. Like, either you guys were there to, like, hang her on, or, like, seriously, you couldn't have been safer as a human being, like, in that wall of humanity.
Come on, you know how crazy people can get.
No, nobody. Dude, because here's the thing. When she was walking around at 4 o'clock, everyone that had bought the VIP shit was already there and gone.
Sure.
There was nobody there
for
that
150?
Gave any shits about her at all.
For $150, you better bring a friend, and I better get to.
I better get to sign her
finish
cleavage.
On your face
for $150. So
I'm just.
And usually, you think like professional wrestling women are like MMA girls. They got a little bit of beef to them. Like they can, dude. She's 5'100".
Oh,
like how she broke into that business, like, and she's like one of the biggest stars in the industry.
Yep.
And I have no idea how she broke into the business.
I've seen her. That's how she broke into the business.
But no, so here's the tie-in. The Bowling for Soup video is phenomenal. Like, Bowling for Soup did an Alexa Bliss, like, thing, and it's weird science. It's the bras in their head. They're doing the whole, like, create the perfect woman.
Somebody brought bras to take a picture with Anthony Michael Hall, which... Like,
oh really?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Like, it's like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I
don't know if it's missed opportunity.
That's a good move,
or if it's it didn't look bad when they were doing it. I'm like, I want to. No, I don't.
I want to love it.
Yeah, right.
I want to love
360
it.
So you get me.
Well, that was the
one.
Did
you? Okay.
That was the one.
That just
right
sounds
now,
bad
folks.
Out of context. Do a 360 so you can get me.
That was the one question that I didn't ask Anthony Michael Hall. And Robert Downey Jr., did you see, like, that he was going to be Robert Downey Jr. when he was, I forget what the hell
Less
was his name
zero.
In Weird Science. No, what the hell was his name in Weird Science? Not Mad Max. We call him Mad Max.
Fuck,
what,
he was the little buddy.
Party's lame, Max.
Too, right? Yeah, I know. I know Max because I don't remember what his name was.
He was a goofy.
He was the bully in Weird Science.
There's a sale today at Towel World.
Interjection. So earlier, I was when we were talking about the Ming and the Speedo, I did a Bing search for it, and I just happened to look down at the results. When you search Ming Chen Speedo on Bing, the first result is Ohio mother confesses to killing 5-year-old daughter.
Yay!
Oh, right. Her name was Ming Chen.
Yeah, Ming Ming.
Her name was like Ming Ming Chen. Or something.
That's a weird thing to be associated with.
It is.
Okay. My name a Ming. What?
I just Ming wanted to masturbate to a tiny Asian
right,
wearing
that's
a Speedo.
What the? Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, destroying my life.
That put me back down to half chub.
Shoot. I should have brought one to hang in the studio now. I'll get you guys a Speedo picture.
It belongs on the wall.
It does belong on the wall.
In the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
Side note, Bob is almost down to Speedo weight. Are you ready for a Speedo this year or something?
I already have one. Red, white, and blue.
Man.
Fourth of July.
Let's be honest.
Well, I mean, everything he wears is red, white, and blue. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
The Kenny Powers look, yeah.
He's a real American.
That's Remy over there from Tales from the Bar Side, who kind of wandered in.
Thanks. I did kind of just wander in. Drunkenly.
But wait, speaking of masturbating in the bathroom.
Whoa.
We were just talking about that.
We were speaking of that?
Dude, that has happened.
What?
No, so we talked about this at after Motor City. There was a guy busted jerking off in the bathroom at Motor City. They got escorted out to the Astronomicon.
Because he had the sound up.
Got busted jerking off.
Like, that's crazy,
like,
man.
I want to know if it's the same guy.
It's got to be, right?
I mean, does it?
Yeah.
Dude, I went in the...
Does it?
Okay.
No, it kind of doesn't.
But
does it?
But guy at a con, public bathroom, like how many of those could there
again,
be?
Again, the flow chart of your life.
A few.
Like how's that...
Okay, fair enough.
Then there was a guy, I went in the bathroom, and he was pooping loudly. And he was, like, grunting, like,
Which would you rather
hold on, hear? Hold on. Then he, neither. But then you'd hear, like, a little, and then he'd start giggling, and then he'd be pushing again. So, like, a guy's, like, over there going, like, he's yelling, you show that turd who's boss. Like, so now they're like encouraging him.
Who does number two work for?
And they're encouraging him. And he's like, I swear to God, the people that these cons bring out.
Sure.
The guy that put plungers on his, like, on his man boobs.
Yes, I saw that.
Like, that's a thing. Like, right? He, like, that's his brand. Like, he has too many plungers.
That's his personal brand.
Right.
That's
he has too many plungers. It's like, I don't know what you would unclog with those two little things.
Sinks. There's sinks. Two. Sinks. Oh, there's too many.
But he's got
toilet plungers are shaped.
There's a GIF file with him with his shirt off dancing with the plungers attached to his boobs. And it's like, dude, like what? Welcome to Astronomicon.
Like, welcome to humanity, basically, right? At that point.
Oh, sign the cross section.
Hey, sign up for
Eddie
next
Martin
year.
Chimes in for the first time.
I've said a couple things.
I'm just saying.
We
got Eddie out of his house.
I know. Eddie's here.
I don't think anybody cares.
I care. Oh, I care.
You. We care.
I
we
care. Yes.
No, we got you out of your in house.
We did.
That's twice now you've violated your own rule.
It's the 37th time I've violated
tonight.
That rule.
I appreciate my dirty laundry here.
Yeah. And then there was a guy who was just wandering around the con. He has, apparently has 600,000 followers on Instagram. He's known
gets
for,
kicked in the balls.
That's it.
Who people, is that guy?
He lets people kick him in the nuts as hard as they can. And then he films
Rochambeau?
It. Yes, exactly.
Rochambeau.
I forget who was. Somebody was in our booth sitting next to me, and he was telling that story to him. And I did not want to make eye, like, don't make eye contact. Don't make eye contact.
Now with the ball kicker.
And no, the guys kept going, I got 600K followers.
I was sitting next to you.
And I got.
And I watched that conversation happen.
I got people kick me in the nuts. And I'm like, definitely don't make eye contact now. And I finally glance up and he's like, got like face tattoos. And I'm like,
do not fight this man.
Right. Yeah.
That's probably the only job he can get with those face tattoos is getting kicked in the balls.
But like,
well, limited in your
right.
You ain't gonna be president.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wait, you're not.
I don't know.
I said on the side I do financial advising for UBS. Like,
I work for Capital One.
My day job. Yeah.
Well, they're gone.
Yeah, you violated. Come on, stepping on another podcaster's bar.
Good thing Dave. Good thing Dave's texting and not paying attention because otherwise.
No, I was so listening. F you.
He wasn't listening.
No, I was.
But, like, the one thing, like, I didn't think, like, everyone thought it would be so packed, like, you couldn't move. Like, I didn't think it was that bad. Like, everyone's like, we outgrew the place.
It was pretty packed.
I mean, but Saturday was a little packed, ridiculous.
It was pretty packed.
But the one thing, though, the hotel, like, if you want to go read one-star Yelp reviews, like, that place
oh my God.
Is going to get
that
eaten alive.
That place is a 1.1. Like overall,
there was
a lot of reviews.
Two floors of people did not have hot water.
Right.
So here's the best part about that. So they come out and they basically say, we're going to give you a $25 coupon to like coupon. For sorry
for your
sorry.
Next day.
Right. A coupon?
At our
hotel
for sorry.
That didn't have hot water.
Now, then here's where it gets creepo. There's guys that are like going, hey, any single ladies need a hot shower? I'm in room XYZ on like the back channel. There was like a Facebook back channel. Yeah.
Well, you got to figure a lot of those guys
are
there.
Why are you mad?
A lot of the guys that are there don't even shower to begin with. Seriously. So they probably didn't even miss that they had hot showers.
But then the best the hotel is like you can shower at the pool, which was like the ultimate like, oh my, like
I mean,
what?
Pool or the pond? Pond's good for you. There's enough.
You know what they should have done though? Here's my idea. Okay. No one took it. They had the water slide with all the chlorine that would burn your eyes. All they got put like some like towels full of soap like the car wash and have you like shoot through the water tube. The then you come down at the bottom and you're like got the soap and the chlorine and now you're clean and then you rinse you know, spritz a little bit and then you go back you know you're in.
Just turn the pool into like a Caligula bath. I mean, might as well.
So good news for the hotel.
Okay.
Astronomicon apparently has no ranking or weight on their ranking because as of November 9th, they were already at 1.5 stars.
Wow. Oh, yeah. 1.5. They've
I
gone
tell you
up.
What, I was there and I checked. There was no bed bugs to be found.
He did. So he checked my bed for me. He checked my bed for me.
That's a thing, man.
You lifted the mattress?
He did. I saw him do it.
Even bed bugs don't want to stay there.
Hey, hold on. How do you know what bed bugs look
well,
like?
Well, unfortunately, I lived at the Leland.
So Ming is at
for a minute downtown.
Did someone try your food, too?
They chewed it for him and everything.
To make sure that you're not, it's not poisoned. You have a professional
bed checker.
The yogurt
was fine.
The yogurt was,
the yogurt was
good.
Good.
We're going to take a quick break. This is the shit show known as the IT and the D show, and we'll be right back.
IT in the D. Read. Meet. Listen. Networking Detroit, one beer at a time.
Hey, this is John Schneider from Nip Tuck Smallville, the haves and the have-nots. Oh, Dr. Quinn, hot in Cleveland. Secret Life of the American Teenager and just about everything you can possibly imagine. And oh, yeah, the Dukes of Hazzard. You're listening to Bob and Dave. It's the IT in the D show.
ITinTheD.com.
All right, well, I guess welcome back. This is the...
bitches, we back!
The shit show known as the IT and the D show. episode 69, I mean 334. This will be forever known as the episode I'll never listen to. This is Bob the Sales Guy. That's Dave the Geek. Randy, I do the Twitters, is doing the Twitters. Find us online, itandthed.com. You want to know why? Because we are IT and the D.
And you!
Yeah. You're probably glad you're not right now. but hey, this show is brought to you by our good friends at Wave. Wave is an easy, free-to-use financial software that helps freelancers, consultants, small business make and move and manage your money, takes care of your accounting, invoicing, payments, and payroll.
Just like Chris. Chris started his own business 3 years ago and has been using Wave ever since. He was never confident about the financial aspects of running his own business, but since discovering Wave, he was relieved to find a service that made invoicing and payments so straightforward. Wave's free accounting, receipt management, and invoicing tools give your business the professionalism it deserves. Have employees? Wave can pay them directly and automate your payroll tax filings. I'm kind of digging that one right there. Payroll helps business owners like Sean. Sean felt like he was dealing with taxes and payroll every day. I know that feeling, and making sure everyone got paid took away the enjoyment of running his business. Having automatic deductions with payroll let him get back to what he enjoys doing the most. Here's the thing, you know, for those who don't know, we actually, in addition to the whole IT and the D thing, we own Podcast Detroit. Which, you know, we have 3 locations, 9 studios, and about 7 employees. I actually just went ahead and signed up for Wave, and so far I'm really kind of digging it as far as what it does and how simple it's kind of making this stuff. I'm really hoping 2020 is going to be a far, far better year for me because of what I'm doing with Wave.
Do us a favor. It's time, you know, ditch the Excel spreadsheets, the shoeboxes filled with receipts, all the crappy emails, the lost invoices. Start growing your business and worrying about less. Set up your business for financial success. Signing up for your free account today at waveapps.com/IT and the D. That's waveapps.com/IT and the D.
If he had a jersey right now, it would say "He hate me" on the back.
He
of it.
Really does. He hates Dave. That's what it would say. Right, he hate forget me. It. We'll just go on.
Can we do a shot? I'm just gonna be the bearer of bad news right now. Okay, and say, let's do a shot.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks, waveapps.com.
You do the bartender podcast. So
cheers,
everyone.
If there's a problem, add alcohol. That's my solution.
I'll solve it. Check out the hook.
It's a solution.
DJ Revolver.
And alcohol is a solution.
It's the cause and solution.
Cause of and solution to all of life problems.
It goes down so smooth.
That's another Yezhnevka shot for everyone.
Yezhnevka. Vushnevka? Yajnuka. Say it backwards.
No.
You're welcome.
No. I can barely say it forward.
Right?
I'm glad you survived the weekend. I know you know, you've had a rough couple months.
No, and, we've talked about this on the show. Like, this was Bob's like first weekend out at a show. And
first weekend out.
I ran interference for you this weekend.
How
that
so?
Was fun.
No, so, I haven't been like that was my first time I've driven since November.
I know. So,
like,
Thursday, first night you drove.
When I saw his post that he was at Whiskey, I'm like, Bob's at Whiskey? Mm. He's out and he's making moves.
Man, it's 11:30.
Welcome home.
He was. So, yeah, thank you. I'm just really happy to see you up and about, and I'm glad you came out this weekend.
No, it's getting there. Yeah, no, I needed it.
Yeah.
I need the whole thing. Like, you know, that was – I did miss Mr. Jane Fonda, Mr. Mickey Avalon. I did miss that. The four-song set.
I didn't even know he was there. And then he played – there was a karaoke party on Saturday, and all of a sudden he jumps up and he does four songs. I was like, what is the My Dick guy doing here?
Yeah.
I never even saw he was going to be there. I'm like,
my buddy turned me on to that like a few years ago. Yeah. I had no idea that song existed.
Right. Jane Fonda has been in heavy rotation at Whiskey for a long time.
As it should be.
Yeah, it's a good song.
But yeah, that's the – right. That.
Yeah, and then I was like, why is he here? Is he from Michigan? Like, I don't think he is. I think they just got him to come and play, and it looked like he had fun.
Right.
Everybody loves
at the same
Michigan.
Time, he's also a good dead or alive question.
Yes.
Because he was so crazy back in the day that people don't know if Mickey Avalon's dead or alive.
You got to play it right, though. That's not dead or Canadian.
It's a different radio show game.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
All right.
Yes, dead or Canadian.
You remember Remote Control?
Yes, I do.
My Eddie's favorite game was Beat the Bishop.
Beat the Bishop.
Oh, it's still my favorite. I was going to say, I like that game.
It's still my favorite. I win all the time.
You know that, though? They give you like a hard math problem.
Yeah.
Where the guy dressed up like a bishop that would run around the studio audience.
Oh,
that's a different game. I'm not used to that one. I don't know math. I have to take off all my clothes.
But they went to Catholic school.
I did too. I have to take off all my clothes to count to 21, so I'm not good at math. No, 20 and a half, but still.
The one thing I give credit for at these shows are the people that bring out the books. Like the fact of like how you set up and take down and lug all that shit, like hundreds and hundreds of pounds of books.
Oh,
dude,
sure.
The Funko people. Like as much as we mocked them earlier.
Those have died down so hard.
But like as much as we mock them, you show up with all that stock. How do you pull that in? How do you get that out? Like that's amazing.
I've done it, man, before all this comic movement stuff. Like we had to set up a booth for Kevin at cons with all our View Askew merchandise, like Clerks DVDs and like comics and shit.
Yeah.
It sucked.
Well,
it was awful.
There's a Dixieland flea market by my house that I absolutely love going to.
Sorry, I'm busy registering Kevin's bitch. And to redirect to Dave's Ming's bitch.
And we joked around about how much like I want to set up a table.
I got
my basement so full of like beer paraphernalia.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, just crap. Like not the good stuff. Like all the bad, you know.
Okay.
And I go, and we started doing the math. Like how much, like, okay, let's say my time's $10 an hour, $15 bucks an hour. Okay. Now we have to be here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Right.
24 hours. We got to, and there's two of us. So like we got to sell like $600 in profit to like
That's
make it.
Why we're not then, doing certain
and
times
I look at
this
some,
year.
I look at some of these like toy dealers is like, are you like where are you at? Like,
have you done the math on this?
Oh, yeah, that's all I do.
They did the math. Prices so much too on those.
Well, it's kind of justified. Like,
no,
if you're bringing it to me, there's a value. I'll pay a premium.
Yeah.
If you're bringing Flash Gordon shit, that Bob's gonna buy all of it.
Yes. I didn't see Chris Brown because usually he just dumps it on our table. Says, give me 120. Like that's what he did last year.
Chris Brown.
Yeah, not the rapper.
Not the one that beat up Brianna.
But
he just dumps all this Flash Gordon shit. I mean, like he like the 1970s G.I. Joe's Flash Gordon.
He did.
Like,
he
never saw
the Flash Gordon shit. And he's like, Bob, give me your card.
I didn't realize there was.
Well, I got a bunch of Dark Crystal stuff I meant to bring for you.
Ooh,
yeah, I found some.
That's
old.
That's his shit. I don't like that shit.
Who did one of the shit? We talked about Dark Crystal.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Dark Crystal. The Disney Black Hole. I have Dark Crystal.
Oh, Black Hole.
Oh, give me Black Hole.
Awesome.
I have a bunch of Black Hole stuff.
I just want Maximilian.
Yeah, I got a bunch of Black Hole stuff. No. At like a VFW con, like one of those little ones, and I bought it all. And I got it stashed away. And I meant to bring it for you guys, and I forgot it.
Oh, dude, I'm all Dark Crystals, that's my shit.
That's his way of getting invited back again. I just show up.
Oh, that's true.
I just show up.
Yeah,
I'm a podcast tour.
I've talked
his way of getting invited again is showing up with a bottle of Yaji.
Yeah. I've talked to these guys. This is a tough life, man. They lug all that shit all around the country. They stay in the shittiest motels they can to save money. They live on like French fries and dollar menus. Why? I don't know. But you'll never hear me complain. I roll in with like 8x10s of myself in a Speedo. I sell them for $20.
But they gotta be. They have to be head up on. Like, you know, like on all day. Like, hey, how are you? Good to see you. You know, especially like the comic book dealers that like, do you have Submariner? You know, the 72. Like, and they gotta be like, oh yeah. Like, they can't say I don't know. Look.
Right. Right. It's a tough life, man. My hat's off to him. But yeah, you're right. It sucks.
Dude, I feel like this is what we got to earlier. Like, dude, you are on the entire weekend.
Yeah.
That's just
like
me. I love it. That's why. And I appreciate that I don't have to lug a bunch of Funko Pop figures with me.
Oh, yes.
Which is why no one had
Submariner number 72. From the void it came.
How much is it?
I don't know.
That's $5. It's like
yours, Dude, yours prices were high on the ones you guys autographed because I went to go snag one.
Oh, the Ming Chen Pop.
Yeah.
They're rare, man. There's only 1,000 of them out there.
Was there 1,000? Okay, I thought there was 100, but yeah, 1,000.
No, 1,000,
No, 100 means it would be a lot more valuable.
Sure. Like,
Hey, Detroit was actually in Submariner number 72.
Oh, sweet.
That's amazing.
Why does the Submariner go to Detroit?
Oh, it was a flashback.
The Great Lakes. Oh, okay.
They were under the whole Detroit River.
Way through down to the
Zapsic would know, but wasn't there a whole... like a year
Justice League
in Detroit. Justice League there's Detroit. A book
the Detroit League
and I don't know
I would know that because I'm a DC guy but
well,
yes the
I remember
League.
Somebody had that book and for like horrible. For $150 or something and I didn't pull the trigger. Maybe it was $250. I didn't pull the trigger on it. I wanted it so bad. It's horrible.
Well, you gotta figure their leader was Aquaman at the time.
It's all right.
Detroit's
no at the time. Aquaman
heroes.
In the 80s was nothing.
Talk to some walleye.
Yeah, go talk to some. It was like
the
a whole
ancient.
New,
go visit the ancient sturgeon.
It was a whole new league. It was characters that you'd never even heard of. Gypsy vibe. You know, just characters like that. You like Steel. You've never even heard of these people.
Right.
It's just like
maybe
know.
Then, but Gypsy and Viber.
Now they're a little bit more, but back then they were like literally like C grade people.
Detroit's no stranger to superheroes like from
Great Lakes Avengers.
Yeah, Great Lakes Avengers.
Cryo.
Mari McCabe, the Vixen, RoboCop. Is from Detroit.
Cyborg.
Cryo. Yeah.
Green Lantern, John Stewart.
Cyborg is better known as Fancy RoboCop.
Fancy RoboCop, yes.
New Marvel character Amulet is from Dearborn.
Yeah. So is the Green Lantern Boz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Brian Bosworth was a Greek.
No, his name's Boz. He's a Muslim.
I am for my 44th birthday, I bought myself a present, which was a signed Brian Bosworth 44 jersey.
For a dollar?
No.
They paid him to take
no,
it.
No, I know what he no. I had no. So when I was 15, I had the haircut with the mullet. The bleach blonde hair.
The
shave size.
They
were blue gargoyles.
And he would take a running back down like nobody's business.
I had the blue gargoyles. I have the book. I read that book cover to cover. I don't read, dude. If anyone knows me, knows I don't read.
Even
I read
after
that book.
Bo Jackson plowed him over?
Yeah.
Were you the only one that saw
it? That was sympathy for his shoulder.
Okay. Were you the only person in line to see the movie that he did?
Stone Cold, man.
Stone Cold?
That's a great movie.
It's actually a watchable movie.
It is, totally.
I mean, is it? Is it?
I think Lance Henriksen's the bad guy.
It's on Tubi.
It's
watchable.
Okay.
Is it?
It's on Tubi?
Yeah. The guy,
that's high quality right there.
Yeah, the guy who played Bishop in Aliens, he's the bad guy, I think.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Okay, that makes a little
bit sense. No, he was an undercover cop going into a motorcycle gang trying to infiltrate. And I haven't seen it.
I thought that was going to launch something for him. I thought he was going to do more of those.
He thought it was going to launch something for him.
Kind of like the wrestlers. I thought that was going to do something for him.
No, because like a couple of them, like John Cena is like, now that he's in the new Fast and Furious, he might break. But like he's been doing like these bit roles.
Didn't Bosworth do a firefighter movie too?
He did a bunch.
He did a movie where he was like
Firestorm?
Firestorm. Yeah. That was the other one I did. Where he was...
when you said Stone Cold, I was thinking Firestorm.
That's what I was saying. I was thinking of Firestorm.
You know what movie's the biggest pile of shit in the history of movies?
I'm sorry. Get the twins from Kimbo on.
The Rock in that one movie where the building...
Oh, you have to just say The Rock.
No, the building's on fire.
Towering Inferno or
no,
whatever.
No, it was like
or
San Andreas, wasn't it? Like it was like
version.
San Andreas.
No, no, it was recently,
good.
Though.
Yeah, it was his
San Andreas was not good.
He's married to Nev Campbell. Yes. And like there's a scene.
The daughter's a girl from True Detective, I believe.
Where there's a scene where he's like climbing on like the scaffolding.
Skyscraper, 2018.
Dude, that's it. I had to watch that on a plane and it was on the other night. That's why it's jarred
thanks.
My memory.
He thanks, was Randy. In a contract. Sometimes you got to do the contract. You had to pump out those movies.
I don't know. The worst.
That was what I wanted to ask.
The Rock is good.
He's good. I like The Rock.
He's good.
When we when Dave and I talked to Billy Zapp with Johnny Lawrence, he was telling us how he was he could have been he was supposed to be Roy Stalin in Better Off Dead, but he was signed to Columbia Pictures and he had to do just one of the guys. And
that
I'm
was
like,
the best.
I go,
story.
you would have changed our life. That was Roy Stalin was quintessential. But imagine if that was so. I like that's the one thing I didn't ask Anthony. I'm like, oh, were you ever like what was that one role like
what?
But like imagine like if he was that one role.
Yep.
That no one else, you know what I mean? Like Roy Stalin, like that's like the one of like the best bad guys in like an 80s movie lore.
Yeah.
Well, that's like when you hear Will Smith turn down The Matrix to do Wild Wild West.
Did he? Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah, dude. Yes. That
like
that
to be yeah. Keanu Reeves.
He was gonna be Neo.
Holy shit!
He was like first choice, and then
actually that would have been sweet if he was Neo.
Yeah. But I think
Keanu Reeves was good, but. Yeah, but then would John Wick happen if he wasn't?
I doubt it.
Nope.
The Matrix,
see, that's
right?
The dumbest thing. Casting. Exactly. This is the shit that pisses me off in Hollywood.
Okay.
Like, you got John Wick, and you're going to have freaking Morpheus cast in John Wick. Kiss my ass. You couldn't have anyone else in that role?
Well, man, you're Hollywood. You make these decisions.
No. Why did that happen to you now?
Tell us how it's really done.
I heard your line in the new Kevin in the Silent Bob movie. You had the one line.
I did have one line.
Nice work.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Big ups. Yes.
Everyone else had no. The whole time, everyone else is bitter as shit against him. They all like.
Well, and Tony was there watching Hollywood, so he should answer your question.
Well, he was also there watching Selma Hayek strip in Dogma.
I did. I've had a very interesting life.
I mean, shit demon.
Yes.
Oh, Selma Hayek.
Yeah.
Exactly. That stopped everything.
Everybody.
I was responsible for Parasite winning the Oscar last night, too. You know, Asian
good
love,
job.
Man. I control all this shit.
You watch the Oscar.
Never heard behind the scenes.
Never
hashtag
heard of
coronavirus.
That's right.
But hey, big ups to Eminem in Detroit for representing a song that's 17 years
that
old.
That he won
yeah, that
17
odd.
Years ago.
That was
yeah,
very odd.
Phenomenal.
I like all the
that
headlines.
Great.
Like, yeah. People confused about Eminem performance. Like, yeah.
People confused that people watch the Oscars.
People confused that a movie with subtitles won the best picture.
Like that
Oscar.
Was my whole thing. Like,
I mean, I'm looking forward to reading Parasite soon.
No, well, I
get it. He didn't get to perform it 17 years ago when he won, but
he didn't want to.
They had to postpone it for 17 years.
I mean,
I watched it great.
When there's a graphic novel, I'm good.
Guys, I think it's great.
I just wanted to hear everybody's political views.
I think it's great.
That was my. I just watched it for that.
I still
whatever
hear it every time I hear it.
So I landed late. I got to watch. As soon as I got in front of a TV, it was when Phoenix won the best actor.
Yeah, Joaquin.
Joaquin.
Not River, like, according to Fox
and
News?
I have.
They didn't.
They did.
Oh,
did
they?
Oh, they totally God. Did.
Fake news. Totally fake news.
And I'm listening to it. And look, I have all the same political views as Joaquin Phoenix.
As
and I'm
every
going,
Democrat
shut
walking
up.
Out of the planet.
Shut up. And then he closes with that line, a lyric my brother wrote, and it just stopped me. And I went, ah, done. It's fine. it's fine. But I just, even I, and I know that not everyone in this room is left of center.
Dude,
as I
don't
I
care
am.
What they are. Just
I'm not looking at you, but
exactly.
They can't see that on a pod show, right. On a podcast. But, I don't mind, but that one went on longer than anyone I've heard. I thought the violins were going to kick in probably on minute three of
right.
The 7-minute rant. I was surprised it went that long.
Yeah.
Aren't you guys?
No one, that's cricket.
Yeah,
no
one watch
yeah.
It.
Yeah. The same people that watch that watch The Masked Singer.
How is that not canceled? How is that not canceled? No. One, and now it's got
no.
A third season coming up.
My
the
mom watches. Hold on,
is a Twitter riot.
Hold on, my
it's,
mom
it's a
watches
social
it.
Media nut show.
My mother, my mother in law watches because they're like, who watches? I'm like, my mother in law. My mom, they live for it. They live. Like women in their 70s.
So does the Mikey.
Live
right.
For it.
The Mikey lives for predicting The Masked Singer.
Like, I remember
on
when
Facebook.
It first came out, like episode one, episode two, people were predicting it would be canceled before the season finished. And now it's just like a phenomenon. And I don't get it.
I mean, like we didn't know it was Terry Bradshaw in that first season.
Phenomena.
Phenomena. Someone shut his mic off. Jesus Christ.
Phenomena.
So Ming, you were in Albuquerque.
I was in Albuquerque, yes.
And then you're in Detroit. What's next?
I just checked. The next con I'm going to is in Hannibal, Missouri.
Where the hell is Hannibal, Missouri?
I don't know.
Do you get free fava beans?
I might, yes.
Forget about it, Clarice.
Hannibal, Missouri is the next show.
Do you gotta tuck it?
That sounds
fly away little starling. Yeah,
I gotta
fly
look that
away.
Up. That sounds interesting.
Sounds delightful. Yeah.
Home to some 17,000
like
people
hunting for a girlfriend.
17,000. Well, it's a great.
If you get all 17,000.
I gotta
sign.
I gotta
for
battle
you.
Their brothers first.
Yeah, it's a con called Big River Con.
We're not down
should
river.
Be fun. I've never been to Hannibal. I gotta find the dive bar there and just.
So
hang out.
I think every I'm bar sure. there is probably a dive bar. Hannibal isn't the county seat, but it has two courthouses.
Okay, hey Randy, wow. Can you look up if there's a strip club in Hannibal, Missouri?
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay,
and how many dive bars do they have?
If there's a strip club, we're set for the weekend. We're set.
So how are those massage parlors treating you around your new location?
You're probably going to want to check out Old Milt's.
What?
Old Milt's?
I'd rather go to B.A. Brock of Missouri than the Twitter's
Old Milt's.
Old Milt's.
Old Milt's.
That's the strip club in Hannibal, Missouri?
Top result.
It's everything.
Okay. Dance bar in Hannibal, Missouri.
Okay.
Providing adult entertainment services to the Marion County area since 1990.
Okay. But is there a B.A. Brock of Missouri?
Post party.
Oh.
Hannibal.
Best Murdoch. Eight Murdoch strip clubs Missouri. In Hannibal, Missouri with reviews.
Murdoch,
let's
Missouri.
See what we've got.
Face Missouri.
Face Missouri.
Face Man Missouri.
Road trip.
No, these are horrible. Don't.
Road trip. We're coming down there to give you the
Jesus
fucking
Christ,
after party you deserve, my friend.
This is the most advertisement they've ever had.
So basically, you got to find. Basically, this is. If anyone knows Ming, you got to find a latte in the morning.
Yeah,
and you got to find like a dive,
good sandwich
whatever
in the afternoon.
Dive food,
right?
Like whatever that might be of
sure.
du jour,
and then naked ass in the evening.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a perfect date, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
You might want to try Studio 54. Strip club?
Studio 54?
Or Stephanie's Cabaret name? Strip club?
There are three in Hannibal, Missouri?
Oh, my God.
Why did you say that
they're all
a question mark?
Or nearby towns.
That's an obvious.
They were nearby. They weren't in Hannibal.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, because that's
I got to jump in. Like, I've been
how
listening.
Far away is Hannibal, Missouri?
I listened to Ming's podcast.
Too far.
And they opened up a new shared universe podcast studio. Like, is it on the
it's
shore?
On the boardwalk, yeah.
It's on the boardwalk.
Yeah. It's a pop-up.
You were, like, obsessed with these Asian massage parlors that were around the – so did you visit them all?
I have not been to them yet. No. No. I don't even know if they would serve an Asian. It's all white guys.
They're afraid they might know each other.
Like,
they might be
Asian
right.
or something like
you
that.
You just get a back rub.
Yeah. Like, that's new.
We got an actual no happy ending.
No happy for you.
Hannibal, Missouri is an 8-hour drive from
back
here.
Okay.
That's Missouri. It?
560 miles.
That's not so far.
Wow.
All right. Come down and visit then.
We're there, dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to drive you there, man.
Yeah, but by our studio, there are two Asian massage parlors located within a block of a shared universe. And they've met.
Dude, there was one in the building up front that we
that's
took
right.
over.
That's right. That's where your video studio
Wait,
is.
That's,
just keep an eye on them. If they throw their garbage in their car, then you.
If you're taking your trash home at the end of the night, skeptical.
Right. Away.
Wow.
But the scary thing with that is, like, one time there was like a mother daughter, and they were both hot, and they were looking for the rub and tug because they put out a grouping.
Dude, that
so,
was.
Like, so like there we were again, there was like hot women knocking on the door here.
Yeah.
They didn't know it was one of those kind of
wow.
places.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they put out a group in to get like people in there.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. So yeah.
He has to finish the bottle.
I love the way you say grouping.
Grouping.
No, that was the best. Like,
the
Bob
the
and I were sitting in the green room as these girls like showed up and were like they were like we're. I mean,
I missed that email.
I got folding tables. Like we can make that work.
We can cut a hole in the front.
Are you licensed? Yeah, of course.
I am right now.
Yeah.
I have some sort of
Are you just
license.
Going or Zapsa going with you?
I mean, I have a license.
Zapsik did not get invited.
He did not.
No, he did not get invited.
He was
Mike,
invited.
We got to work on his con
Dude,
skills or something.
He's a better agent.
What? He should hire you.
We have the same agent. We just can't get booked, so it's all right. Oh. It's okay. We miss him. We miss you, Mike.
No, I told you. He needs to, like, get it, like,
Dude,
what he does, because he, like, with the whole, like, grading comics
sure.
and, like,
yeah.
doing, like, a, like.
I hear Zapsik eats ass.
He does.
No,
like instead
which
of just
could be a plus one.
Instead of just signing, he should like either like do something where he's like, you know, grading
you're right.
comics.
He's grading
or,
comics.
You know.
I 100% agree with you.
Yeah,
or, like get into you know or do a panel on you know.
Yeah.
Talking
I'm
books.
Should I send this in and spend the money or not?
Yes.
You know, send it in and get it like you guys used to do.
Right.
I'm a book
yeah,
man.
Like comic book man. Yeah, but right. Live. Yes.
Yeah. Should I? Yeah. And that's, I think that's bookable.
That's a bring great in, idea. Bring in your,
yeah. But I mean, that's the thing. Do what he's good at. You know, right. Not saying he's not good at cons, but that's like, he's really good at that.
Yes, he is. I'll bring it up to him. I don't think he'll put any effort into it.
You don't
that,
think?
No.
Yeah. When's your next show with but you two?
Like, with both of us?
Yeah. He might. Like, I don't he know. Wants to do well.
He does. Yes. Theoretically, yes.
I have faith in Mike.
You have
I
faith
do.
In Mike? You should. You, really?
But it's, I do.
Come on, no. Mike, August has faith in you.
Under
August
the bus.
August, the jar loves you.
Is he trying?
You no. Tried to sell him.
Is that, no. Wait, where's the bell? Just hit a bell so I can. Bang. Thank you.
Yeah.
Zapsic, I have faith in you.
All right. Okay. Done.
Can you just say it again without slurs?
That's a new ringtone.
That bell had nothing to do with what the bell stands for. But that's
how do I? That's what I thought too. I'm like, why am I hitting the bell?
There was no story. Zapsic,
he wanted
have
to get everybody's attention.
He doesn't know where he is right now, so just let him. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what Uber's for.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know when the next show is.
Because you guys do your shows like randomly. It's like it's just kind of whenever you're in town, you're both in town, you do it.
Whoever says yes to booking both of us. Yes.
Whoa.
No. I mean,
August is trying to show us up by doing research on the guest. What the hell?
Our podcast.
Yeah, your podcast.
Whenever we, it's time has been a premium. But
like,
yes.
I it's like not regular. Like, I catch it when I can.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, we've been very busy. Traveling, podcasting, eating ass.
Because you haven't dropped Randy
Because I said August is trying to show something.
You haven't dropped the show in the Dropbox folder for, I think, a year.
So many hosts.
I know who your guest is, and I listen to his show, too. And a couple of the other shows I'm shared on.
How about everyone talk at once? That's what we're doing right
now.
That sounds amazing. Right.
Talking over everyone.
That makes great.
So much
it does, totally. I think this is my retirement episode. You guys are all assholes.
Like, I'm sad. Like, Bob's the voice of reason. Like, I never, ever.
Just thought I was.
Bob, wrap us up. Take us out.
This has been the shit show. Is the episode 69 is of the IT and the D show part 2. Like to thank our guests. Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men.
Thank you very much.
August and Remy for,
crashing the show.
Ass.
Eddie for getting out of the house. We appreciate seeing you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And on behalf of Bob, Dave, and Randy, do us a favor, drink up your drinks, and just get out of
Dave,
here.
Dave, I fucking hate you.
I have no idea. You have no idea.
I know.
Beat it.
The emergency system is now activated.
Conan, what is best in life? To crush your enemies? See them driven before you, and they hear the lamentation of the women.
Long live Flash! You've saved your ass. Have a nice day.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Nice shooting, son. What's your name?
Murphy.
Make the run. The run.
Game over, man. Game over.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off.
I can't say no, and I don't really want to, so.
Well, especially with the back doors open.
Yo! Hold up! Time out! Time out! Y'all take a chill. You need to cool that shit out. And that's the double truth, Ruth.
Bob loves it in the camp.
I hope this was as much fun for you as it was for me.
That's why I like it in the can.
Joe, warn the truth. Ohms. 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 Ohms.
Fear me.
My job is to make sure this program is morally upright and cultural and wholesome.
Shut up, Mimsy. Shut up, Mimsy. Shut up, Mimsy.
Why would, like, Buick put their cars next to, like, the Bentleys? Like, why is this not marketing?
The alphabet.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, I can't take that position.
That analogy sucks because it's right. Because you're getting your 8-track tuned up. Are we at a break yet? Yeah, so now I'm just, like, doing, like, stupid stuff to make me laugh.
Venture capital is not the end game.
When are we going to talk about me?
Jane, you ignorant slut.
It's my show. I can say what I want. Yeah.
Kiss my ass, go home, unplug, get off the goddamn internet. You are everything that is wrong with the internet right now.
You're so white right now.
I'm the whitest guy in the room. Just explain it to me.
Show now!
I love this city.
So it was banging on the wang.
Really? Should we talk about the tag team? Should I keep going or should I stop?
Can I just say, it's been great being on a show that talks about Mickey Rooney dying for 20 seconds and then poop for 10 minutes.